Online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, following heated exchanges, Councillor Michael McLafferty has been elected the new Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District. The reality is that people are not receiving the care they need at Letterkenny University Hospital due to the system being under immense pressure. That's according to Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty. Investigations are continuing after a car was stolen in Letterkenny on Tuesday night last before being driven into a payment kiosk in Raphoe. And an East Donegal councillor believes affordable housing schemes have not been progressing in the county due to it not being recognised by central government as an area that requires such. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First news though, following heated exchanges at the Glenties Municipal District AGM today, Councillor Michael McLafferty has been elected as the new Cathaoirleach. The meeting was told the independent grouping was putting forward Councillor Michael McLafferty, but Councillor Micheál Colmgill-Osbach said he'd been promised the nomination when the current council was first elected. Councillor McGill-Osbach asked that Councillor McLafferty withdraw a comment which he made, something which Councillor McLafferty refused to do. Councillor Michael McLafferty says despite the circumstances surrounding his election, the needs of the people in West Donegal will be at the fore over the coming year.
It's not the way I would like to do it, obviously. Nobody wants to get into heated discussions today. Like today, it's supposed to be a nice day, and I suppose it's such a family day. And look, things happen, things boil over. It's one of these things, as far as I'm concerned, just a line through on that, we move on again, carry on, just that's it. There's no hard feelings about it.
One of the things that's always been said is that at MD level in particular, councillors always work together. Is that going to be in any way compromised?
No, it's not going to be compromised. Listen, at the end of the day, obviously there was a disagreement there today. Possibly more a big misunderstanding. It's happened, it's blown over. It's going to make no difference. We'll be phoning each other the next hour again or something else. Make no difference. Like, we still work away together.
You're now facing into a year as Cathaoirleach of the Glenties MD. It's the last year before the local elections. It's going to be a very important year for achievement in this MD. It's going to be a very important year for you as Cathaoirleach.
It's going to be, of course, important, everything we can achieve, a goal for us all, but like at the end of the day, collectively, we'll only achieve those goals anyway with the six of us working together, no more than any other grouping in their own area. And that's the thing about it. Like, it's not all about just one person, it's about the whole gang, six of us here, it's about us six. There are no solo runs in council work, as far as I see. And some difficult challenges going down the road for us all, no doubt, councillors and public alike. But all we can do is just head them face on and deal with them as they come accordingly and just back what we don't like and welcome what we can, and that's all we can do, like.
Well, Councillor Micheál Colmgill-Osbach was subsequently offered the role of last Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, which he turned down. He says it was his belief that he will hold the position this year.
My clear understanding is, and it's not just me, Cathaoirleach McGarvey has the same clear understanding, is that in 2019, when we all sat down, that I would be the chair at the last year of this term. And, you know, I don't want to sound too childish, but that was the agreement. The last term, when it came to my term in 2017, I think it was, I had the same problem where they tried to stop me as well to be the chair, so much so they actually locked me out of a room, and one of the other councillors at the time actually got up to physically fight me. Look, I don't play the game. I'm not part of their game or wanting to be a part of that system. It's very clear, you know, that this is politically driven. And good luck to the new chairperson. At the end of the day, the main thing here is to go out there and work hard for your community. That's what I'm elected to do. I'll continue to do this, but there is an injustice, because if it happens to me, it'll happen to others when they don't play a part of their game.
The point was made by Councillor Mary Therese Gallagher that the agreement that was signed does not mention names. It says the independent grouping will nominate for the last year. You are not a member of the independent grouping.
No, I'm not. And look, everybody in there knows exactly what was agreed and what wasn't agreed. And they can shuffle the cards all around all they want. The reality is there was an agreement in 2019 and they didn't stick to it today.
The reality is that people are not receiving the care they need at Letterkenny University Hospital due to the system being under immense pressure. That's according to Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty. Many people last week were in touch with Highland Radio, highlighting the lengthy waiting times facing them at the hospital's emergency department. One woman waited over 18 hours to be seen. Deputy Doherty says the beds and staff are simply not available to meet demand. He says while previous calls have fallen on deaf ears, now is the time for government to intervene.
It's not a nice thing to say, and it's leading consultants that say it time and time again. When you have a situation when a hospital is running at emergency levels at all time, when you have overstaffing and delayed admissions, people die. Shouldn't die. That is the reality of what is happening in our hospital. We're not getting the care that we need because of a system that is under so much pressure, that our staff is under so much pressure, and literally the beds are not there and the staff are not there to treat the number of vulnerable and ill people that we have to be treated in the hospital. And as I said, you know, if this isn't because of a flood, it's not because of a pandemic, it's because a government is refusing to make the necessary investments and the necessary plans in terms of Letterkenny University Hospital. We're not unique. We know that there's hospitals right across the state. It is a national shame that in the month of May, in the middle of the week, that we have over 600 people on hospital trolleys right across the hospital system. God help us when we come into the winter months if this government are still in place.
Investigations are continuing after a car was stolen in Letterkenny on Tuesday night last before being driven into a payment kiosk in Raphoe. Substantial damage was caused to the kiosk in the Diamond area and two money boxes stolen from it. The car was later found burnt out in Letterkenny the following morning. Sergeant Charlene Anderson is appealing for information.
Gardaí are investigating the theft of a car from McNeely Villas, Letterkenny, on Tuesday the 2nd of May at approximately 11 p.m. Now, the car in question was a white Nissan March, registration number 131D40249. Now, it is believed to have been stolen by two or three males. So shortly after 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday the 3rd of May, this car was involved in an incident at the Diamond in Raphoe when it was deliberately driven into a payment kiosk at the petrol pumps. Now, the kiosk was knocked to the ground and substantial damage was caused. There was two money boxes stolen, neither of which contained any money. So the stolen car was later located at 6 a.m. On the Wednesday the 3rd of May at Ballymacool, Letterkenny, but the vehicle had been set on fire. So we're appealing to anyone who may have been, I suppose, in the McNeely Villas area, the Diamond Raphoe, Ballymacool area, or indeed may have travelled on the route from Raphoe to Letterkenny, who may have dash cam footage or who may have any information in relation to this particular appeal, to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100, or indeed the Gardaí Confidential line is there on 1800 666 111.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and Bonkrana are seeking to identify three teenagers who went on an apparent smashing spree in the town. In the Ballymacarrie Lower area on Saturday last, between 7 and 9 p.m, three boys in their mid-teens entered a yard, removing a pair of sunglasses and a hammer from a parked vehicle. The trio then proceeded to smash the windows of two other vehicles. Gardaí are appealing for dashcam footage or any sightings of the boys at the time. An East Donegal councillor believes affordable housing schemes have not been progressing in the county due to it not being recognised by central government as an area that requires such. The issue was raised at this week's sitting of the Lifford Stranorder Municipal District. Councillor Gary Doherty says as costs to build homes rise, the people of Donegal need the government to step in as soon as possible.
Well, unfortunately, at the moment, as regards the government and the housing department, the answer is very little. There is affordable housing schemes that have been rolled out by the department, and they've been trumpeted by government ministers as being one of the solutions to the housing crisis that we have in the country at the moment. But unfortunately, the answer for us in Donegal is that zero affordable housing schemes have been progressed in the county because we haven't been earmarked by central government as an area that requires affordable housing. And given that we're in a cost of living crisis, the cost of building homes is also astronomical at the moment. People in Donegal need help, they need assistance, and they need the government to be stepping in where they can to deliver affordable homes. And that's something that, you know, I don't think we in Donegal can accept, that we're just sitting waiting for the government to decide when they're going to deign us with this classification that we need these affordable homes. We need them right now.
Is there a time frame of how long that we will be waiting?
Well, I don't think we can afford to be waiting any longer on the government in Dublin to decide when they're going to give us these affordable homes. We need to be making the case ourselves to the government, to the departments, that we desperately, desperately need these affordable housing schemes in Donegal. We have a crisis and housing in general, right across the country. Obviously, that's more acute in Donegal because of the effective blocks crisis that we have up here. But there's also that squeezed model. They're over the income thresholds for social housing, so they don't qualify for that. And yet, they're simply not able to afford to either buy their own home or build their own home at the moment.
A 38-year-old man from Sligo will be sentenced in July for directing a criminal gang and its activities both here in Ireland and abroad. Barry Young of Geldof Drive in Carnmore was found to be involved in drug trafficking, money laundering and the enforcement of drug debts. Court's correspondent Frank Greeney reports.
Barry Young was arrested at Dublin Airport while preparing to travel to Spain, where he intended to move permanently. He was just 18 when he was first caught dealing drugs in 2003, and despite being sent to prison, he continued to grow his operation in the West and Northwest regions. The court heard his was one of four gangs operating in Sligo alone, and there was an element of cooperation between the various criminal organisations. As part of the investigation into his gang, over €500,000 in drugs has been seized, a significant amount of cash has also been recovered, and a number of bank accounts used to launder his proceeds of crime were frozen. At his sentence hearing today, the judges were told he claimed over €16,500 in pandemic-related payments. Young, who has over 80 previous convictions, will be sentenced in July. Frank Graney at the Special Criminal Court.
The Energy Minister says difficulties in targeting energy supports at gas customers has likely contributed to the number of people currently in arrears. Eamon Ryan says exceptional needs payments are in place for customers in arrears and people should engage with energy companies for support. The Commission for Regulation of Utilities told an Oireachtas committee that 165,000 gas customers are now in debt. Minister Ryan says it has been harder to help gas customers.
In the electricity side, we've seen our supports really work. So that every time the level of people in arrears starts to tip up in the electricity side, we put in a €200 payment and it actually dropped about 60, 70,000 customers every time coming out of arrears. That's been more difficult in the gas side because it's harder to target gas customers. You know, you can't differentiate. Everyone has an electricity bill. Not everyone has a gas connection.
SIP2 members working in water services in local authorities will start a campaign of industrial action on June the 7th. It's in a dispute over the protection of their earnings as the utility is moved to the control of Uisce Éireann. The union says the type of action will be decided at the end of this week and may take the form of a strike.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and for the second season running, Real Madrid and Manchester City meet in the semi-finals of the Champions League. Luka Modric should return to the Real starting 11 tonight. Toni Kroos doesn't believe Manchester City need any extra motivation to win the Champions League this season. The Real Madrid midfielder helped knock City out of the competition last year in the semi-finals. He believes all the City players will be determined to win the competition for the first time this year.
I mean, I don't know if they could be more motivated than last year. I mean, it's clear that they have the goal to win the Champions League. I think most of the players they have never did, so it's normal that you are, you know, it's nearly impossible to be more motivated, and you felt it also last year because they had two good games, I think.
There's an 8 o'clock start tonight at the Bernabeu. Meanwhile, Lionel Messi's father says there's no truth in reports his son has committed to a big money deal to play in Saudi Arabia. Jorge Messi posted on Instagram that nothing will be signed, agreed or verbally agreed for the Argentina World Cup winner until the season ends. In other news, back in Ireland, a player from Sporting BJD in County Louth has seen their ban for assaulting a match official increased to 7 years. The player was initially suspended for 5 years for the incident which took place against Bay United in early April. An independent appeal committee has increased the player's ban from all football-related activities for a further 2 years. There's one fixture down for decision tonight in the Glencairn and Division 1. Coppany Rovers, they play Donegal Town. That game starts at 7:15. In Gaelic Games, Virgin Media has added further fuel to the debate engulfing GAA Go. They claim that the GAA did not test the level of interest among other broadcasters when Sky decided not to renew its rights deal for GAA matches. Virgin Media have queried whether RTE paid anything for the rights package, given it is partially behind GAA Go. And the Ulster Council will not be releasing tickets for this Sunday's Ulster final on general sale. The provincial bodies say due to an unprecedented demand for the decider, between Armagh and Derry. There'll be no tickets released on general sale. All tickets are being distributed via participating counties, clubs and season ticket holders. In rugby, Cian Healy is Leinster's chief doubt ahead of Saturday's URC semi-final with Munster at the Aviva. The prop will have an ankle injury assessed this week. Robbie Henshaw and James Lowe will step up the rehab programmes from respective thigh and calf injuries, but Saturday's game looks likely to come too soon for both. In cricket, Ireland have lost Paul Stirling and captain Andy Bilbirnie cheaply as they chase a target of 247 in their first one-day international with Bangladesh in Chelmsford. A short time ago, Ireland were 65 for 3, needing another 182 runs from 33.3 overs. And at the moment they're off, there's a rain delay in that one. And it's the first of 3 one-day internationals between the sides who meet on Friday and Sunday again. In motorsport, it's the first day of the Northwest 200 and they've had their first practice sessions. The event only got the go-ahead in March after insurance was agreed for bike racing to resume in Northern Ireland. Michael Dunlop set the fastest time in the opening Superbike qualifying session. Dunlop was ahead of Alistair Seeley and Lee Johnson. Seeley was the fastest man in Supersports session, while Richard Cooper set a blistering pace in the Super Twins. Record wins holder Seeley was fastest in the Superstock class, which rounded out the opening day. A second round of qualifying sessions will take place on Thursday morning before the opening three races, Supersport, Superstock and Super Twin. They take place later on Thursday evening. In cycling, Cork's Eddie Dunbar produced a top 10 finish in today's fourth stage of the Giro d'Italia. He was ninth on the stage, which was won by French rider Valentin Paré-Pinatry. At the moment, Dunbar, he's up to 14th on general classification, which is currently, pink jersey is currently held by Remco Evenepoel. And finally for this evening in athletics, the conviction of a man from Texas who supplied performance-enhancing drugs to Olympic athletes has been described as a watershed moment for international sport. 43-year-old Eric Lira pleaded guilty yesterday, having become the first to be charged under a new US law which aims to crack down on worldwide doping. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Gardaí and Donegal are continuing to appeal for information in relation to a number of incidents in Remelton over the weekend. It includes 2 acts of criminal damage and a theft from a car. Sergeant Charlene Anderson is urging anyone with information to come forward.
Gardaí in Milford, they were investigating a theft from a car that occurred at Bridge Street, Remelton, between 6 p.m. on Saturday the 6th of May and 10:40 a.m. on Sunday the 7th of May. Now, a resident on Bridge Street had parked their car at that location and returned to discover that the passenger window had been smashed. The glass had been removed from both wing mirrors and both front wiper blades had also been removed. There was discs stolen from the vehicle's windscreen and documentation that was contained within the vehicle was also stolen from the glove box. A second incident occurred at Bridge Street, Remelton, between 6 p.m. on Saturday once again and 10:40 a.m. on Sunday the 7th of May. And again, a resident had parked their van, this time at the location overnight, only to discover the following morning that the handle had been broken off at the rear sliding door and the rubber was torn from the windscreen.
Okay, we're staying in Remelton, aren't we, for our next appeal?
Exactly. This is another incident that occurred, and this time this occurred at Chiradi, Remelton, and this occurred on Sunday the 7th of May at approximately 2 p.m. Now, what we believe is 2 people, a male and a female, entered a site as trespassers, and while there they interfered with some construction machinery, resulting in substantial damage being caused. A roller had been driven around and then abandoned in a drain. An excavator windscreen was damaged and a portaloo was also damaged in this particular incident, Greg. So both the male and the female were described as being of a slim build. Now, the female had blonde hair and wore a navy top. They left the site and went through a forest area heading in the direction of Remelton to Rathmullen Road. So again, if anybody was travelling in that area around that time who may have dash cam footage or indeed has any information in relation to the incident, we'd ask them to contact Gardaí in Milford.
The Taoiseach just says there may have been occasions where British RAF aircraft entered Irish airspace. It was reported yesterday that the UK is permitted to police Irish airspace and could use lethal force if needed. It's understood the agreement has been in place since the early 1950s and was extended after the 9/11 attacks. Speaking today, Micheál Martin refused to confirm or deny if such an agreement is in place.
There may have been occasions in the past for different reasons, but I think a bit of common sense should prevail here. Look, I said what I said, I'm not going into national security any further than that.
Almost €500,000 has been secured for three projects in Donegal from the International Fund for Ireland. The funding is aimed at supporting some of the most vulnerable communities in Northern Ireland and southern border counties. AGD Guidoor and Waterside Theatre Project will receive €79,450 to support a 16-month cross-border creative arts programme in Donegal and the Waterside area of Derry. Meanwhile, €242,000 has been allocated to Rathmullen The Way Forward and Enterprise Causeway Limited for an 18-month cross-border Coast Hills and Glens Connecting Communities project, while the Northwest Cultural Partnership and Inishon Development Partnership receive €146,900 for a 21-month cross-border cultural collaboration programme across the Derry City and Strabane District Council and Donegal County Council areas. A Donegal company has been awarded a huge contract to help supermarket chain Tesco reduce food waste. Tech firm Calceus, based in Flacaro, will see its technology introduced across 112 stores. Its wireless temperature monitoring systems monitor the temperature of standalone fridges and freezers 24 hours a day, alerting the retailer to any temperature excursions, thus eliminating food waste that can occur due to fridge or freezer failure. Police in Strabane are appealing for information following the theft of batteries from heavy plant machinery at a quarry in Newton Stewart over the weekend. The incident is reported to have taken place sometime between 7 p.m. on Saturday and yesterday morning in the Cashtee Road area. Anyone who was in the area and saw any suspicious activity or has been offered batteries of this nature for sale in suspicious circumstances is asked to contact police on 101. Weather nice, some spells of sunshine this evening, but further heavy showers also. There will be further showers tonight, some heavy but drier, clearer spells also. Lowest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, Councillor Michael McLafferty is a new Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District. It comes after heated exchanges when nominations were called earlier today. The reality is that people are not receiving the care they need at Letterkenny University Hospital due to the system being under immense pressure. That's according to Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty. Investigations are continuing after a car was stolen in Letterkenny on Tuesday night last before being driven into a payment kiosk in Raphoe. Substantial damage was caused to the kiosk in the Diamond area and two money boxes stolen from it. And an East Donegal councillor believes affordable housing schemes have not been progressing in the county due to it not being recognised by central government as an area that requires such. Councillor Gary Doherty says as costs to build homes rise, the people of Donegal need the government to step in as soon as possible. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, May the 9th. The death has taken place of John Baxter, Drumnacarry, Creeslaw. His remains will arrive at St Michael's Church, Creeslaw, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass there on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Doe Graveyard. Mass can be viewed on mcmmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Lake House Comfort Fund, care of any family member or James Harkin funeral director. The death has taken place of Teresa McGahey, late of Homley Park, Dungiven. You can pay your respects at McLaughlin Funeral Directors Dungiven from 6:30 until 8:30 this evening, leaving the funeral home at 8:30 to repose at her former childhood residence, 56 Monadore Road, Altenure Park, County Derry. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Funeral on Thursday morning, leaving at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Altenure. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, and donations if desired in lieu to St Vincent de Paul Society, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors.
The death has occurred of Patrick Pat Breslin, St Mary's Road, Buncrana, reposing at his residence until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of James McGranahan, 19 Ferndale Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Patsy Patrick Conway, 40 Mean Damp Road, Dunamana, County Tyrone, reposing at his late residence. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. Funeral tomorrow morning, leaving his home at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ahibrach. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired in lieu to Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Edward Ned Boyce, formerly of Pier Road Downings. Funeral will take place at St Sebastian and St Pancras Church, Diocese of Westminster, London, in the coming weeks. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.